number 21. Another part of sadhana bhakti is called raganudara. Raganudara refers to the point at which, by following the regulative principles, one becomes a little more attached to Krishna and executes devotional service out of natural love. For example, a person engaged in devotional service may be ordered to rise early in the morning and offer arati, which is a form of deity worship. In the beginning, by the order of the spiritual master, one rises early in the morning and offers arati, but then he develops real attachment. When he gets this attachment, he automatically tries to decorate the beautiful and prepare different kinds of dresses and think of different plans to execute his devotional service nicely. Although it is within the category of practice, although it is within the category of practice, this offering of loving service is spontaneous. In the practice of devotion, the practice of devotional service, sadhana bhakti, can be divided into two parts, namely regular service and spontaneous. Rupa Goswami defines the first part of devotional service, or invites his bhakti, as follows. When there is no attachment or no spontaneous loving service to the Lord, and one is engaged in the service of the Lord simply out of obedience to the order of the spiritual master or in pursuance of the scriptures, such as vajrasura service or vaishnava bhakti. These principles of vajrasura.
Neither attachment nor detachment. That is the primary stage. One has no very much attachment in the material affair, but at the same time he has no strong attachment for devotional service. This marginal state is called, what is that? Vaidhi-bhakti. Means he is offering devotional service under the instruction of the spiritual master as a probationer. He has not developed the spontaneous love of God, Krishna, but he is obliged to serve under the instruction of the spiritual master. And that is the first stage of Vaidhi-bhakti.
The principles of Vaidhi-bhakti are also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, verse 35, where Sukadeva Goswami instructs the dying Maharaj Parikshit as to his course of action. Maharaj Parikshit met Sukadeva Goswami just a week before his death, and the king was perplexed as to what to be done before he was to pass on. Many other sages also arrived there, but no one could give him the proper direction. Sukadeva Goswami, however, gave this direction to him as follows. My dear king, if you want to be fearless in meeting your guests next week, or actually, everyone is afraid at the point of death, then you must immediately begin the process of hearing and chanting and remembering God. If one can chant and hear Hare Krishna and always remember Lord Krishna, then he is sure to become fearless of death, which may come at any moment.
Ante Narayana Smriti, that is the success of life. Somehow or other, if one can remember Narayana, Krishna, that is success of life. Then in Bengal, there is a proverb, Bhajan karo, pujan karo, motte janle hai. Your devotional service will be tested at the time of death, because jang ma vismaran loki tajatanti kalibara. At the time of death, if we can remember Krishna, Narayana Smriti, that is all success. The practice of devotional service means so that we may be so accustomed to chanting Hare Krishna mantra that at the time of death we may remember it. Otherwise, not like parrot. The parrot also imitates chanting. But when the cat catches, he does not say Hare Krishna, he says kah kah. So, not that kind. We should be accustomed to chant Hare Krishna, that whenever the death point is there, he would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then there is success. So, practice means to remember. Sada tadbhavam bhavit. If we practice always thinking of Krishna, naturally, at the time of danger, we shall chant Hare Krishna.
The statements of Shukadeva Goswami, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Therefore, Shukadeva recommends that one should always hear about Krishna. He does not recommend that one hear and chant about the demigods. Say that you can chant any name, either that of Krishna or those of the demigods, and the results will be the same.
Shukadeva Goswami recommended, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Hari Vishwa, Srutabha Kirtitabhasta Smartabhasta Mita. He recommended this, that Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Hari Vishwa. Sarvatma, Krishna, is situated in everyone's heart, therefore he is known as Sarvatma. So, Sarvatma is Bhagavan, the personality, supreme personality of Godhead, Hari, who takes care of all our miserable conditions, Hari, and Ishara, controller. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Hari Rishwa. So, he is to be always remembered. Satato Smartabha Vishnu. Always we have to remember Vishnu. Nitala, always. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahapurusha. Tinadipi Sunitena, Tarorupi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya to chant the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are so many impediments you are experiencing that our only business is to chant Hare Krishna mantra. But there are so many enemies also. There are many friends. We have got more friends than enemies. Still, there are so many enemies also. Criticize. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that this criticism would be there. Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching this Hare Krishna mantra, he was chanting Hare Krishna mantra very loudly. Some Brahmins, some Navadvip, they lodged complaint to the magistrate, Kazi, that this Nimai Pandit has discovered a new type of religion, chanting loudly Hare Krishna. And this is the period of sleeping period of Narayana. And he's chanting so loudly, so Narayana will be disturbed and there will be so much catastrophe. So kindly stop this chanting of Hare Krishna loudly. And Kadi took steps. He first of all warned the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stop chanting. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disregarded the order, then some constables came and broke the Nidangas. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the civil disobedience movement. About 1 lakh of people chanting Hare Krishna mantra reached the house of Kazi, and there are some compromise. So, there is always impediments in this process. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, the 18th class of men, they cannot tolerate. And nowadays also, we are being harassed. In Australia, the Melbourne city authorities, they brought a civil suit against us not to chant on the street. and our men were being taken to the police custody. So this harassment was going on, and our men asked my permission what to do. The lawyers want $2,000 for defending. So I advised them, why you should defend? Better go to jail and chant Hare Krishna there. That's all. So they followed this instruction. Later on, the Archbishop of Melbourne City, he advised the authorities, don't harass these men. They are actually devotees of God. So now there is no disturbance. So similar disturbance is to happen everywhere. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us instruction that we should be tolerant. Tinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnu. Because there will be so much impediments. Amani namanadena ki kanya sadar. We must chant, we must always do our business despite all objections, obstacles. That is our business. Go on.
The mind and body is personless, then you can chant any name, either that of Krishna or those of the demigods, and the result will be the same. But actually, this is not a fact. According to the authorized version of Srimad Bhagavatam, one has to hear and chant about Lord Vishnu.
Yes. Sarvanam Kirtanam Vishnu. There are other demigods. It is not recommended Sarvanam Kirtanam of the name of other demigods. And to compare or to equalize the Supreme Personality of Godhead with other demigods, that is Pashandimat, is atheistic opinion. Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivati Samatena Vikheta Sa Pashandi Bhave Dhruvam. This is a quotation from Chaitanya Charitamrita. From Sāsvata Purāna. So, we should not compare the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, equal to any other demigod. That is offense. That is also nāma aparādha. But the Mayavadis, they do that. Therefore, they do not derive any benefit. The Mayavadis also chant Hare Krishna mantra. But just to attract people, but actually they think that the name of any other demigod and the name of Narayan Krishna, all the same. That is nama aparadha. Gone.
Krishnadeva Goswami has recommended to Sri Maharaj that in order to be fearless of death, one has to hear and chant and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, by all means. He also mentions that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sarvatma. Sarvatma means the super soul of everyone. Krishna is also mentioned as Ishvara, the Supreme Controller who is situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, in some way or other, we become attached to Krishna. He will make us free from our danger. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anyone who becomes a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Others, however, are always vanquished. Vanquished means that after getting this human form of life, a person does not come out of the entanglements of birth and death, and thus misses his golden opportunity. Such a person does not know where he is being thrown by the laws of nature.
Yes, that's it. Great problem. People do not know. People in general, they do not know what is after death. There are so many things after death, but there is no education. Therefore, they are in darkness. So, this human form of life is misused in darkness. If anyone does not know the value of life, then it is misuse. In the Shastra, it is called Atmaha, committing suicide. The same quotation from Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain. Manushya Janama Paiya राधा कृष्ण लाभ दिया जानिया सुनिया विष खाई यदि कॉमिटिंग सुइसाइड इफ यू डू नॉट कम टू कॉन्शियसनेस इन गेटिंग दिस वैल्यूएबल ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ देन सर्टेनली यू आर कॉमिटिंग सुइसाइड यू आर ड्रिंकिंग पॉइजन नोइंगली.
Suppose one does not develop Krishna consciousness in a human form of life, he will be thrown into the cycle of birth and death, involving 8,400,000 species of life, and his spiritual identity will remain lost. One does not know whether he is going to be a plant, a beast, or a bird, something like that, because there are so many species of life. The recommendation of Rupa Goswami for reviving our original Krishna consciousness is that somehow or other, we should apply our minds to Krishna very seriously, and thus also become fearless of death. After death, we do not know our destination, because we are completely under the control of the laws of nature. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is controller over the laws of nature. Therefore, if we take shelter of Krishna seriously, there will be no fear of being thrown back into the cycle of so many species of life. If we fear devotion, there will surely be fear of Krishna and the Lord of Krishna as affirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
Māmi vajab prapadyanti māyāmi tāng paranti. Tapta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti māmi iti kaunsa. These statements are there. If we actually take to Krishna consciousness, then māyā, the laws of nature, will not act. Otherwise, we shall be put into the cycle of birth and death. And so, the best utilization of this human life is to elevate oneself to Krishna consciousness, and as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattva. If you try to understand Krishna in truth, then tapta vihang punarjanma naiti, then we will not have to accept anymore this material body which is full of miserable conditions. Then we go back to home, back to God. Go on.
In the Padma Purana, also, the same process is advised. There it is said that one should always remember the word Vishnu. Always remembering Krishna. It is said that one has to meditate with his mind fixed upon Vishnu. Padma Purana recommends that one always fix his mind on the form of Vishnu meditation and not forget him at any moment.
Yogic mystic meditation means to concentrate the mind upon Krishna or Vishnu. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogi. Yogi, those are real yogis, they always observe the Vishnu form within the heart. That is the process of meditation and samadhi.
We should always try to mold the activities of our lives in such a way that we will constantly remember Vishnu or Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Whether one concentrates his mind on the four-handed form of Vishnu or on the form of two-handed Krishna, it is the same. The Padma Purana recommends, somehow or other, always think of Vishnu without forgetting him under any circumstances. Actually, this is the most basic of all regulative principles. But when there is an order from a superior about doing something, there is simultaneously a prohibition. And the order is that one should always remember Krishna, the prohibition is that one should never forget him. Within this simple order and prohibition, all regulative principles are found complete.
Smartabhya satato Vishnu. Vismartabhyam najatuch. This is the principle of Krishna conscious life. We should always remember Krishna or Vishnu. We shall never forget him. We shall mold our life in such a way, this Krishna consciousness movement, international society, on this process they are acting. They are publishing, they are going to Sankirtan party on the street. Even they are arrested, they cannot forget Krishna. Even they are put into the jail, they are also chanting Hare Krishna, remembering Krishna, that for pushing on Krishna consciousness movement, you have come to jail. And they are chanting, they are free to chant. So, ahituki apratihata. Krishna consciousness cannot be checked in any condition of life, provided we are serious. It is so nice. Any condition, any circumstances, without any check, we can remember Krishna. Satato smartabha Vishnu. Kirtaniya sadahari. These are the instructions.
This regulative principle is applicable to all varnas or ashrams.
Yes. It is not that Vishnu has to be remembered only by the Brahmanas. No, anyone. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or lower than the Shudras, any Papajani, Krishna recommends, Manhi Partha Vapasitya, Jeevishu Papajani. Kimpuna Brahmana Punya Bhakta Raja Sayosata. Even Papajani, it doesn't matter. Any material condition cannot check Krishna consciousness. Anyone can take bath in the Jamuna. It is open for everyone. There is no prohibition that those who are low one, they cannot take bath in the Jamuna or Ganges. Similarly, for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there is no barrier. Everyone can chant, everyone can take advantage and thus become purified of the material contamination.
There are four varnas, namely the Brahmins, the priests or intellectuals, the Kshatriyas, warriors and statesmen, the Vaishyas, businessmen and farmers, and the Shudras, laborers and servants. There are also four standard ashrams, namely Brahmacharya, or student life, Grihastha, householder, Vanaprastha, retired, and Sannyasa, renounced. The regulative principles are not only for the Brahmacharis or celibate students to follow, but are applicable for all. It doesn't matter whether one is a beginner, a Brahmachari, or if one is very advanced, a Sannyasi. The principle of remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly and not forgetting Him at any moment is meant to be followed by everyone, not sinner. If this injunction is followed, then all other rules and regulations will automatically fall into line. All other rules and regulations should be treated as assistance or service for this one basic principle.
This has been practically proved in the Western countries. These boys and girls, European and Americans, they were not informed about the regulative principles in the beginning. We enforce the regulative principle when a student is serious to become initiated. Otherwise, ordinarily, in all our centers, everyone is welcome and join the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. Gradually, by mixing with the devotees, by being purified of the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna Mantra, they voluntarily offer to become serious students, initiated. In this way, we have expanded. Practically, the basic principle is chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra, and giving them some chance to hear about Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is our principle. One.
The injunctions of rules and regulations and the resultant reactions are mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, 1st and 2nd verses. Somasamuni, one of the 9 sages who came to instruct the Nidhi, addressed the king and said, the 4 social orders, namely the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras have come out of the different parts of the universal form of the Supreme Lord as follows. The Brahmanas have come out from the head, the Kshatriyas have come out from the arms, the Vaishyas have come out from the waist, and the Shudras have come out from the legs. Similarly, the Sannyasis have come out from the head, and the Vanaprasthas from the arms, the Grihastha from the waist, and the Brahmacharis from the legs. These different orders of society and grades of spiritual advancement are conceived in terms of qualification. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that the 4 social orders and the 4 spiritual orders are created by the Lord Himself in terms of different individual qualities. as the different parts of the body have different types of activities. Whether social orders and spiritual orders also have different types of activities in terms of qualification and position. The targets of these activities, however, is always the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, he is the Supreme Enjoyer. So whether one is a Brahmana or a Shudra, he has to satisfy the Supreme Lord by his activities.
Yes, the Brahmana is considered to be the mouth of the total body, and the Shudras are considered to be the legs. So, by comparative position, the head is more important than the leg, but they are equally important in terms of the whole body, because the head cannot walk. For walking, it requires the cooperation of the legs. So, as to maintain this body, we require the cooperation of the head, arms, waist and legs. Similarly, for serving Krishna, the Supreme, the whole, it doesn't matter whether one is a Brahmana, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or Shudra. Everyone can be engaged. Sakarmana tamach. One has to worship the Supreme by his own work. The leg has to walk in its own way. The head has to walk in its own way. But the aim should be to survive, to maintain this body. That is a process. If the aim is one, Krishna, then it doesn't matter whether one is Brahmana or one is Shudra. Equally, they are serving and they are sharing the equal profit out of it.
This is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by a verse which reads, "Everyone must be engaged in his particular duty, but the profession of such work should be tested by how far the Lord is satisfied with such activity."
Yes, anusputasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosana atapungi vidaskreshta varnasama vivas varnar asrama, four varnas and four asrama. That division is always there. But it does not matter, division. Of course, comparatively, the head is important than the leg. But if everyone is engaged in the service of the law, then everyone becomes perfect. It doesn't matter whether he is Shudra or Brahman. It doesn't matter. Sakarmana tamabhats. Or sanusitasya dharmas. Sanusiddhi haritosam. That is the process of Krishna consciousness.
The injunction herein is that one has to act according to his position, and by such activities, one must either satisfy the Supreme Personality or else fall down from his position.
Yes. The position may be, that is also recorded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sthane sthita sutigatam tanuvang manovi. Sthane sthita means position. You keep your position as Brahmana, you keep your position as Kshatriya, or you keep your position as Shudra, or Vaishya, or Brahmachari, it doesn't matter. Sthane sthita. Simply hear about the glories. Just like we are sitting here, there are Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, or Shudras, it doesn't matter. Everyone has got the privilege to hear about the glories of the Lord. And if we take up this business, sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvanguni, prayasa ajitopi jitopasi kaisti lakyam. Krishna is known as ajita. But ajita means who cannot be conquered. So he can be conquered by this process. When Ramananda Raya quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed it. It is very nice. So, in this age, by the recommendation of Shastra and confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should give chance to the people for hearing about the glories of the Lord. That is the program of Krishna consciousness. We go everywhere and you give people the chance of hearing about the glories of the Lord, and gradually they become Krishna conscious. This is practically your thing. The recommendation given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, iho ho, this process, satang prasanga, mama bija sangyo, bhavanti vikkanna rasayana tatha, this process, giving chance, of course, those who are preacher, they must be very sincere and serious. Apani achari prabhu jivari sukha. One must be perfectly in the Vaishnava behavior, sadachar. Because to hear from professional reciters, there will be no effect. You must be Vaishnava. It is the indication by Sanatana Goswami. Avaishnava mukhadgirna puta hari kathamritam savanam na pasabha. One who is professional, who is not Vaishnava, from him one should not hear about the holy names of God, Krishna. That is private. Because it will not be effective, rather it will be dangerous. So, preaching war, this Krishna conscious preaching war, we must be very cautious that those who are preachers, they must be pure Vaishnava. Annavilasitasannam, not for money's sake, not for reputation's sake, lab puja pratishtha, only for serving Krishna. Anukullena Krishnanusilanam, this is pure Vaishnavism. One has to satisfy Krishna, not for any other purpose. So, this preaching was should be taken up by pure Vaishnava, Annavilasitasannam, and if the sastric injunctions and the direction given by the authorities, if they are presented as they are, surely there is effect. It has been proved, and it is being proved. So this process we should adopt, and our success of Krishna consciousness movement is assured. Thank you very much.